Major League Baseball officials know the game is a bit slow. The average contest lasted 3 hours and 4 minutes last season. New rules for next season would cut down on the number of pitcher changes. Commentator Mike Pesca notes that could end a specialized baseball tradition.
Wither the Loogie. It's an acronym. Stands for a lefty one-out guy. A left-handed pitcher brought in from the bullpen to face one usually left-handed batter. That's because lefty pitchers perform better against lefty batters. Then the loogie hits the showers, or really maybe just uses one of those body wipes. The job's not that taxing. There are also roogies, righty one-out guys. But as with so much in public life, it would be a false equivalence to compare righties with the lefties. In baseball, it's much less common for a right-hander to be used in such a specialized manner. Plus, left-handers are a little nuts. Everyone knows that. Just like everyone knows redheads are fiery and Canadians are even-keeled. Please don't bother to test the hypothesis. This is baseball. It's a lot easier just to go with what everyone knows. The plan to cut down on how many times a manager can send in a new pitcher will spell doom for the loogie. While baseball is a game of tradition, eliminating loogies next year is a case of conflicting traditions. Normally, the league wouldn't meddle in how managers use their bullpens. On the other hand, in recent years, managers increasingly used one pitcher to record one out against one batter, then sent in an entirely different pitcher to record the next out. This means a pitcher would be removed from the game, pause in the action, a left-hander would be called in from the pen, pause in the action, he'd get his 8 warm-up pitches, pause in the action for enough time to ponder why baseball is the only sport where substitutes get to stop the game and warm up on the field of play. The newly inserted left-handed pitcher might throw one pitch, induce a pop-up or a weak ground out to second, and be done. Now here's how it works in real life. I'll take you to Game 7 of the 2011 World Series, as announced on Fox. The Cardinals starting pitcher has reached the seventh inning and then gives up a hit.
That is rocketed down into the corner.
He's lifted for a loogie.
As Torrey Alba waits and takes a strike.
And 3 pitches later, that loogie, Arthur Rhodes, gets his one out, and then he is replaced, which brings us to
Kinsler red hot. Takes a strike.
Delivered by the third pitcher in that one inning. All those pitcher substitutions just so that a loogie could get one guy out have chewed up 9 minutes and 18 seconds. That's why the loogie will go the way of the woolly mammoth and the flip phone. It's not like change is impossible. The game has changed in the past. The spitball used to be allowed. Now it's banned. That was before this rule, which threatens the lefty one-out guy, so it was never legal for loogies to use loogies. Today's loogies say they will evolve, that they will show they have what it takes to last an entire half inning. So maybe the loogie will not die out. Maybe there will be an evolution. From loogie to Latoogie, the lefty three-out guy, or as they may simply call him, pitcher.
Mike Pesca, we brought him in for just that one commentary, and now he's hitting the showers. He hosts the podcast called The Loogie? Oh, no, it's called The Gist for Slate.